The pebble in your shoes, what keeps you from being? This is the second part of this series about the pebble in your shoe. The one that cramps your style, spoils your efforts, and leaves you with less than you started, no results, no joy, no satisfaction. So what is the pebble? Here is my definition, the result of a lot of looking, pondering. The pebble is what you take as self-evident, therefore it's invisible for you, it's the concealed switch of the machine that you are. It is what Ayn Rand refers to in Atlas Shrugged. Contradictions do not exist. Whenever you think you are facing a contradiction, check your premises. You will find that one of them is wrong. Check your premises is an injunction that runs as a sub-theme through Ayn Rand's novel Atlas Shrugged, and it is a phrase that seems to be growing more pertinent every day. The meaning of the phrase is this: if you seem to be confronting a contradiction, then at least one of your relevant beliefs is false. Example: I've taken as self-evident that the error is in a web-based software I am using. Last night I got an answer to my support request that suggested that I check if my account logins are correct. Lo and behold, they weren't. I never thought of checking my base axiom: it is always the software that's wrong. I, on the other hand, can't be wrong. Now, this is not the pebble. So why did I share it? Because often you can't get to the pebble unless you start peeling the layers back right above it. You will need to find your weird mannerisms, your weird repetitive mistakes, to get in the neighborhood of the pebble. The inquat, real inquat, pebble is underneath this base axiom: it is always the software that is wrong. Or the customer. Or the student. Never me. In my case. What it hides, a few layers below, is my core issue, my sole correction issue. My sole correction is titled, Forget Thyself, aka Lack of Trust, i.e. I can't trust anyone. Which means, remove yourself from the picture, your input, your everything, and then look again. If you can forget your self-importance, your self-significance, your entitledness, you can start to see that all those are there to cover up that often life works and is better off without you, that you are trying to force life to go your way. And you don't even know it. Don't you hate that? I do. You have to find the layer that fundamentally pokes a hole in your bubble. In my case, if I behave like I know it all, if I behave like I have no faults, if I trust no one, then I don't make a difference. In fact, the world would be better off without me. Not what you wanted me to discover? I understand, but this is what has been hiding there, running the show, running your life, at the root of your misery. For a moment, I am willing to abandon that it is always the software that is wrong. I look to see what I have taken for granted, and voila, the software works. Darn. Every person has a pebble, an invisible attitude, and each soul correction comes with a typical pebble for that soul correction. For example, memories, which is a soul correction, has the pebble that says, I should be treated as special. It is often covered up with inquat, it's not fair exclamation mark inquat, but that statement sits squarely on the top of the pebble. And what it also says, therefore I should not have to put any energy into anything, I should already know, and have the results. Without work. Your pebble is a worldview. Invisible, unexamined, untested, uncontested. Only someone outside of you can really see it. It's the attitude, belief, conviction that says how it is supposed to be. How the world is supposed to be, how other people are supposed to be, how you are supposed to be, what you are supposed to do and not do. What you are supposed to have. And everything in the world is arguing that it isn't how it is. But you cannot see, because what you cannot see you cannot see. The world says, you are wrong. But you keep on beating your head against a brick wall. Crying, it is not supposed to be so. Whatever your it is. But in reality things are supposed to be the way they are. Exactly the way they are, and not the way they aren't. Accepting that is your key to power. It is difficult to locate the pebble, it is difficult to find it under all the layers that hide it from your view. The mind does not want you to see it. The ego does not want you to see it. Your whole identity is based on it. How? That pebble is not a thing. It is a dynamic. It is a switch. The switch that starts the whole machine of the ego, of the self-sabotage machine into action. Why? I don't know. It is a vicious design. What maintains it? The fact that it is invisible makes it pretty safe from you. And when someone points it out to you, you say, they don't understand, they don't love me, they are nasty. Or whatever you say to reject what they say. When you finally see it, for the sinister purpose it has, you'll get excited, you'll get angry, you'll cry, but you'll, finally, have the beginnings of power. Some, even after seeing it, won't want to accept it. Because it upsets your apple cart. So what should you do next? Gene adjustment, one thing, a new thing, adjustment of your entitlement genes, is almost certain to help you let go of your pebble. What keeps your pebble in place is your insistence on the idea that you have the authority to tell the world how to be. You don't. A search and destroy type of webinar. The pebble in your shoes. It was a live webinar, a workshop I ran back in 2013. We spent hours working on finding and distinguishing participants' pebble. Recorded course, www.yourvibration.com/pebble. If there are enough applicants, indicate intention in the comment section, please, I'll do a live workshop again. Summary, you base your actions, your complaints, your success on premises that are not true. They are invisible to you they are the truth. The only hint you have that there is something off is that life isn't working for you, not well, not seamlessly, and most of your dreams and plans don't come true. To find the unreality, the untruth, the false premises you base your life on takes lengthy digging with someone who is not you. Who doesn't see the world as you do. To get your child genes adjusted, turned off, and to turn on your permission gene. The permission gene that cannot turn on as long as your child genes are on. Order a gene adjustment from me. Get your genes adjusted at www.yourvibration.com/adjustnow. Get your genes adjusted so you can start basing your life on reality, not a child's fantasy.